This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to talk, as we do, with writer Dean Weingarten. How's it going, sir?
It's going very well, Bill. Glad to be here.
So let's go look at this, because I just looked, and wow, I want to look at this. I want to see what you found out, because you've gotten out there and looking at Kyle Rittenhouse, and you're calling him a political prisoner.
Yes, I am. And I think it's a justifiable, very justifiable statement of fact. If anybody else in different circumstances had done the same thing and it was all verified on video that anybody could look at, it would be Kyle Rittenhouse's attackers who would be charged and facing prison terms and not Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, you cannot look at the video, which shows what happened, without clearly seeing that Rittenhouse was running away from his attackers. They attacked him, tried to take his gun from him, multiple attackers at two different times, and he tried to retreat, and they wouldn't let him retreat. And so he had to defend himself. It's anybody who studies self-defense law is going to look at that and say, why is this kid being charged? And then one of those instances, one of the charges, I should say, is for a law that doesn't even apply. I mean, they're charging him with having a firearm while being under 18 in Wisconsin. But in most circumstances, it's not illegal to have a firearm while under 18 in Wisconsin. There's very limited circumstances where it is illegal, and Rittenhouse just doesn't meet those circumstances. It was perfectly legal for him to have a rifle and to openly carry it as he did.
Was it? Is it perfectly legal for anybody of any age to have any kind of gun in self-defense?
Well, that's a complicated question. And I would say that the answer is no, because there are people who can use the gun legally in self-defense, but they're not legally allowed to have it.
No, say kids at home. Kids at home, somebody, like the, I don't remember the case, I think it was somewhere in Texas. You got a teenager at home and some younger siblings, he's in the house. His dad has taken him shooting before with his AR-15. They start coming in the house. He gets his siblings out of the way.
AR-15, yeah.
Retrieves the AR-15 and lights them up. And
there are a number of cases where children under the age of 18, even I think the earliest case I found is maybe around 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old, that have used firearms in legitimate defense. And it's not illegal for them to use the firearm in self-defense. But you get into cases like in California, where it's illegal for a parent to allow a child to have access to a gun when they're not there. And I think it was California, but see, I'd have to search it, where there was a 14-year-old girl who'd been taught how to use firearms, and she was capable of it. And a guy with, I think it was an axe, broke into the house and was attacking her and her siblings, and she could not get at a gun because they were locked up by law to where she couldn't. And she had to flee the house and get a neighbor to come over with a firearm, and that person I believe, shot the attacker, or maybe the police got there before then. But in the meantime, two of her siblings had been killed. So there are laws that prevent people from using firearms defensively, even if they're legally able to use them. And then there are people who are by law prohibited from having firearms, like felons, for example. And there are several cases where a felon has used a firearm defensively, and then they aren't charged with using the firearm defensively. They're charged with being in possession of a firearm while being a felon. So it's a little complicated. It's not just, you can't just entirely say everybody can use a firearm in defense all the time. Actually, almost everybody can use one defensively. It's just there are laws preventing them from having one legally all the time.
Right. Well, you know, I get that. So back to young Mr. Rittenhouse. He is, you think he's being held as a political prisoner?
Yes, I agree. I do. I think it's clear. This is a political case. The fact that no charges have been brought against his attackers, when they can clearly be seen attacking him in the video, and there's clear evidence there, and also the way that the prosecuting attorney worded the charging document, the criminal complaint. I mean, instead of saying, which it's pretty clear if you look at the video, that Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked by a man with a skateboard who hit him on the head and shoulders and back with the skateboard, he says, the skateboard contacted Rittenhouse's shoulder.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you a question. I see something here. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, went after, mobilized a political campaign to prosecute Kyle Rittenhouse. Why would they get involved?
Well, because armed citizens stand in the way of their political ambitions.
Oh,
and
yes,
so they're right. Looking for, they cannot abide by the situation where their narrative shows that their thug tried to kill somebody and were defensively, or attacked somebody and were defensively killed. They can't allow that. So what happened, even before very many facts were known or much video had come out, the CARE Chicago was mounting a political campaign to get people to call up the prosecutor and the mayor and the police chief in Kenosha to go after people, and they specifically named Kyle Rittenhouse. And that happened before there were any formal charges brought against Kyle.
That's interesting.
And I think that explains a lot of why the prosecutor came up with this very political criminal complaint very quickly. Now, there's a strange thing that we find when you look at the documents involved in this case. I can't find any criminal complaint against Kyle before the 27th of August. The events happened just before midnight on the 25th of August. So within just minutes, you're into the 26th of August. And on the 26th of August, Kyle attempted to surrender to police right about midnight or just after. On the scene, you can see it on video, there's like two occasions where he tries to go up to police cars. I recall one vividly where he's going up to the police car with his hands in the air and then recoils back as obviously they order him away. And then so he goes home. And then the next morning, he and his mother go into, and he turns himself into police in Antioch, Illinois, which is about 15 miles away. Kenosha is only about 5 miles from the Illinois-Wisconsin border. And so the Antioch police release a document. It's a handwritten non-traffic complaint. And it references a warrant number in Wisconsin that I haven't been able to find. And it says, and that document is dated on the 26th.
Let me get you an older
time. There's no time stamp.
Hang on for me. I want to continue with this when we get back. I'm fascinated with this. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We're talking right now about this, about the Rittenhouse case out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, where tell me again why CARE Chicago is involved in this, because they seem to figure in this a whole lot.
Well, I think they're part of the whole BLM, Antifa, sort of let's burn up the cities to try to destabilize the nation so we can get rid of Trump, you know, combine. And so they probably had sent a fair number of activists up to Kenosha. is my guess. I can't prove it, but it sounds like that was going on. They're in Chicago. In Chicago, there's sort of a metropolitan area that stretches from Chicago almost all the way up to Milwaukee.
Right.
And Kenosha's just across the border. So it's not really very far from Chicago. So it appears that they had activists, I can't prove it because I don't know, in Kenosha. They certainly were supporting the protests and riots there, and or at least appeared to be supporting them. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is how they got the name, Kyle's name, so quickly. Now, remember, this incident occurred just, I mean, like 15 minutes before midnight on the 25th.
Right.
And so on the 26th, which is less than 24 hours later, they have Kyle's name and they're lobbying all the politicians in Kenosha to go after him. And they're claiming that he murdered people already. Now, Kyle turned himself in on the 26th. I don't have an exact time for that. As I mentioned on this document from the Antioch police, it lists August 26th as the date. There's a slot for time, but there's no time written in.
Right.
So we don't know when that happened in terms of time. And it's hard for me to understand how the police in Kenosha could identify Kyle, look through all the video evidence that's available, talk to witnesses, and then figure out that they wanted a warrant for his arrest in less than 24 hours. I mean, initially, they wave him away because they're too busy. They don't want to talk to him and have him turn himself into them. And then less than 24 hours later, they've got a warrant, which I have not found that warrant that indicated, by the way, in the court system. You would think, you know, in the publicly available, searchable Wisconsin court system, all the documents of the case are listed there. They don't list any complaint against Kyle before the 27th. Now, that doesn't mean there couldn't be something out there, you know, that maybe police have a deal with a particular municipal judge or something, and, well, let's issue this warrant. But how did they get the information? How did they know who Kyle was in less than 24 hours? Now, here, what? I've got, this is just a theory. I'll put out a theory that's a little weird, okay, if you don't mind.
Sure. But let me ask you a question before you put out a theory. So, with no investigation, no nothing, they got his name and went for a warrant.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. And your theory is?
Why would they do it? They need to know more.
Yeah.
You don't just issue a warrant because you get a name.
Sure.
And
so what?
So my theory is that Kyle goes to Antioch. He turns himself into the police. We don't know what time, but I'm presuming it's probably in the morning. And the police go, well, what's going on? And they call up their buddies in Kenosha. And they say, hey, we got this guy down here who's turned himself in for shooting some people up in Kenosha. What's going on? And that then gets relayed, or maybe from the Antioch police somehow to CARE Chicago. Then they start their campaign. That's what I'm suspecting might have happened, because who else knew or had enough information to get a warrant? I really want to see the warrant that's referenced in this Antioch document. And they give a number for it, but I haven't been able to find it. That doesn't mean it isn't out there. It just means I haven't been able to find it.
You said that the you said the criminal complaint against him reads almost like the people writing it were his defense attorney.
Yeah, I did, and it's true. You know, when they say that he's running away from people and that the person that he shoots is trying to grab his gun away from him when they get shot, and that person threw something at him before then, that sounds like a reasonable defense to me. And then he's running away from that incident, and people are yelling at him, and they you look at the video, and on the complaint it says it doesn't say why they were trying to get a hold of him. Okay. But they mentioned, you know, that this skateboard just contacts his shoulder. When you see in the picture that it's contacting his head and neck and shoulder all at once, as the guy is pouncing on him, where just before somebody tried to stomp him with a flying kick, and just after another member of this group of assailants that were pursuing him has a drawn handgun and tries to lunge at him when he gets shot. I mean, it's just absurd the lengths that the defense goes through, or not the defense, the prosecutor goes through to try to make it appear that these things are of no relevance to the situation. It's funny because, you know, they say, you know, he shoots this guy who is approaching him with a handgun in his hand, with what appears to be a handgun in his hand.
Right.
You can see the pictures are there.
Yeah.
That's not first degree homicide.
No, it's self-defense. Now, let me ask you this. I'm already saying, I talked about this before you came on. I mean, in Oregon now, where all of these arsonists are running out there, they're catching the arsonists and letting them go back out. Then they go back and start more fires.
Yeah,
they're stopping people coming into towns. So citizens are stopping people coming into towns. If they come in a car that they don't recognize at gunpoint, because the police and the justice system are just catching them and releasing them. And, I mean, there's another one. There's a video out there of a woman who caught one at gunpoint when she got home and dude was near her.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah,
I heard of that.
Do you think this kind of stuff is going to lead to some sort of tribalism, 2020 style?
Well,
it's certainly not helping.
I think in some what happens is when the police are prevented from establishing law and order, citizens will take it upon themselves to do so.
Yep.
Now, what we're seeing, which is really disturbing,
well, I'll tell you
is where the prosecutors...
Hang on to that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to get into this when we get back, because I talked about something along these lines as well. Dean submits most of his most recent work to AmmoLand, and he's well over 1,600 articles. Now, when I say well over, maybe 4 or 5. 6 or 7.
Yeah, a couple over at the moment.
Yeah, a couple over. So check him out at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally is continuing its trek inland. According to the National Hurricane Center, maximum sustained winds are now at 80 miles an hour. Hurricane Sally is located about 15 miles west-northwest of Pensacola, Florida, and is moving to the north-northeast at 5 miles an hour. It came ashore this morning on the Alabama coast as a Category 2 storm. Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center on what we can expect from this storm as it continues inland.
You really look at these rain bands, and it's just
efficient rainfall. You could get tornadoes in these rain bands and torrential rainfall.
The Fed Reserve confirms it will keep interest rates near zero until at least 2023 so the economy can recover from the coronavirus pandemic. This will help the labor market to get back to its standard of maximum employment and inflation above 2%. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is accusing President Trump of not taking the coronavirus seriously enough. Biden also floats the idea of a possible mask mandate.
I would call all the governors to the White House and say, because there's a question, I think it can be answered in the positive, a question whether I can mandate over state lines that every single state has to comply. Our legal team thinks I can do that based upon the degree to which there's a crisis in those states and how bad things are for the country. And if we don't do it, what happens?
Delta is expected to avoid any involuntary furloughs for flight attendants and ground workers. The Georgia-based airline is continuing to aggressively cut costs as it deals with low passenger numbers amid the coronavirus pandemic. Delta is extending a pay cut, though, for employees through the rest of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, but I mean, I talked about this earlier this week, Dean, where a Harvard professor is out there, and with all of these things they're trying to do, it seems like they're trying to stigmatize self-defense. Her claim is that stand your ground is a way of outsourcing violence to citizens, and that the only people who actually use this are Caucasian, they own property, they're male, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and it's...
well, it's just laughable. It's the usual inversion of cause and effect
right.
that you see on the left. I mean, first off, there have been a couple of studies. It's not easy to do because court records are individualistic and they're not easily searchable, but I think it was the Miami Herald did a study down in Florida about people who used the stand your ground law, which is widely misunderstood. But they did a study, and John Lott looked at it, and the vast majority of people using it were black.
Yeah.
That they used stand your ground to defend themselves against attacks. Now, most of the attacks against them were from other black people. But so what? They still used it. It's just laughable. And what we see here is partly a basic attack on the whole system of ordered liberty that exists in the United States. These people are Marxists. They don't believe in private property. So if you defend property, well, that's bad because we don't believe in it. They don't believe in individual rights. So you defend yourself. Well, that's bad. We don't believe in it. They're trying to impose their definitions of right and wrong, which in their case, their definition of right and wrong is anything you use to oppose us is wrong, and anything we use to oppose you is right.
That's right.
So it's this laughable attempt to redefine reality in such a way that you cannot win an argument with a leftist, because whatever you do is wrong and whatever they do is right. It's absurd. People who benefit most from limited government and rights which are easily defined are people in minority situations. The people in the majority usually have things, go along fairly well, in a democracy anyway. And so, you know, what they're trying to do is to somehow convince people in minorities that they're better off without rights and they're better off without property. It's silly, but, you know, they have the whole media on their side.
Yeah. The only problem with the media is, you would have thought with the media, after the 2016 election, because the media was telling us, it's going to be Hillary, it's going to be, and we didn't listen to them, and apparently, they didn't pay attention to their failure as opinion makers. So they're still out there doing the same things, pushing the same polls, talking the same points, you know.
Well, they have basically one base for their power, and the base for their power is their ability to control the information flow and essentially to lie to people. And their lies are being exposed, and their ability to control information flow is going away. So, but they don't have much else to go on, so they're just reverting to lying more and trying to control information more, and it isn't working. But the question is, can they do enough for a last gasp to get control of the presidency and the Congress where they can change the law and the structure of the country enough so that they can never be overthrown? That's what they're attempting, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I just think they're beginning to panic, too.
Oh, yes, I believe it. I absolutely believe that they are panicking. Now, you ask about citizens, you know, using arms to control situations because the police won't, and I think that is a potential problem, particularly in these, it's mostly happening in areas controlled by Democrats or the left. You don't see this disorder generally where Democrats are not in control, because it's a fairly easy thing to solve. The police go in. If you don't have enough police, you use the National Guard. These people that are burning things down and destroying things and attacking police get arrested and thrown in jail. You know, there aren't that many of them. It's not that hard to do. But if you have the local government basically in collusion with the rioters, you can't do it much. And then the citizens who see their homes and businesses being burned down decide to exert some control. And the problem is then you have the local government saying, oh, yeah, police, go arrest those people who are opposing the rioters because they're bad. And that's, in an extreme case, that's what we're seeing with Kyle Rittenhouse. He had the temerity to defend himself and not allow himself to be disarmed and beaten and possibly killed. I suspect that he was singled out and attacked because he was only 17 and he has a fairly young-looking face, so they figured he was an easy mark.
Wrong call.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bad call,
Antifa. A fatal error in the victim selection process. So they figured he was an easy mark, and he wasn't. And I see people on the Internet making comments that they want Kyle Rittenhouse to be raped in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, we're such... They're so good on the left. So the humanitarian part of them is just so amazing.
Yeah, yeah. They want, everybody to be nice as long as it isn't anybody they know personally.
Sure.
You know, it's like Lenin. He loved humanity, but he hated individual people.
You know, I talked about this, and as you can expand on this if you want to. Now, as I look at what, you know, all these guys are wanting socialism, communism, all this other stuff. They're trying to put all these things down. All these good ideological socialists, and you don't have to answer this right now because we don't probably have time to do that, but historically, whenever we have a revolution where, you know, communism comes in, socialism comes in, whatever you want to call it. This, once they get into power and everything, they normally purge all the ideologues out of the way and keep all the people that pledge allegiance to the, you know, to the flag for the new leader, you know?
Right.
Is that not
true?
What
happens is that the most fierce and the least, those with the least compunction and the most willingness to be rigorous about their ability to use force to keep their place, those are the ones that rise to the top. And the ones without, with a little compunction or a little bit of ethics, get killed or thrown in prison. And so it devolves fairly quickly into a dictatorship of the most ruthless.
That that part I don't think they've studied up on when they're at Antifa school.
No, because and the left tends to be much more emotional and less logical. They tend to be angry people. They tend to be unhappy. There's numerous studies, sociological studies, about the right and left that show that people on the left just tend to be angry and less happy. And that a very interesting thing in the Kyle Rittenhouse case is all three people he shot had criminal records.
That's
now,
right.
You just take a random sampling of people. What are the chances you shoot three of them, they're all going to have criminal records?
I don't know. You hang on for me. We've got last break coming up. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We're going to talk about his other article that's at the top of his contributors page. President Trump said, if I wasn't here, you would not have a Second Amendment right now. I want his opinion when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we got to this article that you wrote where Trump got out there and said, without me, there would be no Second Amendment. And do you agree or disagree with that, and why?
Yeah, and let me quote directly his words, and I quote a whole paragraph in the article, but in the center of it, there's these couple of sentences. And this is President Trump speaking. He says, if I wasn't here, you wouldn't have a Second Amendment right now. You wouldn't have a right to guns. You would, whether you had it or not, was just totally obliterated, but it would be in a very different form than you have right now. And so, I think he is absolutely correct, because if Hillary had been elected, there'd probably be two different judges on the Supreme Court. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh would not be there. Instead, they would be two extremely far-left liberal justices. And the history of the leftist judges on the Supreme Court is they don't believe the Second Amendment means anything. There were 10 Supreme Court cases waiting to be heard on the Supreme Court, cases that had been whether they were going to be granted a writ of certiorari or not. That is, they're waiting whether the Supreme Court would hear them. And if you had 5 justices on the Supreme Court, and Roberts has been a flip-flop, that were willing to gut the Second Amendment, the jurisprudence would be tremendously different today. And both Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Breyer were on the court when Heller was decided. And they came right out and they said in their dissent that the Second Amendment is not an individual right, that it's some kind of collective right. And we have had these cases by circuit courts define the Second Amendment in such a way that it does not apply outside the home. That bans on semi-automatic rifles are okay. Ammunition bans are okay. Bans on magazines are okay. Bans on some handguns are okay. And all of those things would almost certainly have been upheld by a Supreme Court with justices appointed by Hillary Clinton. So I don't think there's any question of anybody who actually looks at it that if President Trump were not in office, the Second Amendment would essentially have been gutted by the Supreme Court, and you couldn't count on it to protect you. I mean, even now, it only protects you in about two-thirds or three-quarters of the country. There's eight states. You know, I can list most of them right off the top of my head. California, Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Maryland, Delaware, Rhode Island. In those states, I might have one messed up, but in those states, you don't have a right to carry outside the home.
Right.
The officer can just say, hey, you know, I don't like the way you look. We're not going to give you a permit to carry, and then you can't carry outside of that.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's a direct, obvious violation of the Second Amendment. It's a clear infringement. And, you know, that's what would be worked for in the rest of the country. Might not apply to all the rest of the country right away. They'd have to get a federal law. But with the four justices on the left interpretation that the Second Amendment does not protect an individual right, you might be able to pass that in a federal government with a Hillary Clinton administration.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Trump is correct.
The other thing he's done, and if you said it, I missed it. But look at what he's done with the Ninth Circuit.
Oh yes. Well, we're kind of ahead of each other there. I've got an article that hasn't been published yet, talking about what he's done on the Ninth Circuit. Well, I can mention it since you brought it up. But we had this case up in Washington State, where a 17-year-old young man was involuntarily committed to a mental institution because he was depressed. Well, something happened. I guess he turned 18. He was left out. He went on to go to college. He earned a degree. He got married. Had a couple of kids. He has had absolutely no problems with the law or any recurrence of this depression in the 20 years since. And he wanted to be able to own a handgun. So he went to Washington State and said, hey, I've been an upstanding citizen. Can you take away my disability saying I can't have a firearm? And they did. He said, well, the federal government still prevents me from having a firearm because at one time, when I was a minor, I was involuntarily committed to a mental institution. And so he appealed it, and it went to the district court, said, nope, once mentally ill, you can never have a firearm in your whole life ever again. and that got appealed to the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
And the three-judge panel said, yeah, that's right. We're not saying that once mentally ill, you're always mentally ill, but we're just saying that once mentally ill, you can never have a firearm again for your whole life. And that's not violating the Second Amendment because the way we interpret the Second Amendment, it doesn't mean anything. And I'm simplifying things a bit. But so they appealed it, or they asked for a rehearing in Bach. And it went to a vote, and they don't use, this isn't real common, but they had a major dissent to the vote for en banc. And eight judges came out on this dissent and said, this was a good case. It had all the things that we should have for a case going to en banc so that we could clear up some of our stupid decisions in the past. I'm simplifying. And they're saying, the Second Amendment means something. It just doesn't. This three-judge panel just basically said it's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. We need to clear that up. So that was eight judges on the Ninth Circuit. There are 29 altogether who said the Second Amendment means something and we need to fix it. Seven of those eight judges were Trump appointees.
Right. Yeah.
And so. Trump has appointed 10 judges to the Ninth Circuit. One of the three who were not in that dissent authored a very strong pro-Second Amendment opinion in the magazine case. And the other two may have been recused. We don't know. So, and that's 10 is over a third you get another few more, and the whole Ninth Circuit is flipped on this issue. Anyway. So it's absurd to say that Trump is anti-Second Amendment or he's playing footsie with us. He can't do everything all at once, especially when he's got such opposition in Congress. But on the judges and the courts, he has been fantastic.
Well, you know, I get a little mystified by people when they bring up the bump stock thing, because all he did was sort of echo something that the NRA said, and all that led to was a different rule. There was no law passed. It was a rule.
That's right.
And that's going through the courts, and it's making its way through there. And because
of... they may find it was unconstitutional to make that rule.
And, you know, to me, based upon everything else he does, especially some of his Twitter stuff, I'm just looking at that as sort of a little misdirection play that he threw out there, because he's like, well, there's, you know, they're going to want a law for this one, and we can't have that.
Yeah,
because
people are unwilling to allow him to bend the least little bit, it seems, and that's silly. We have to. You know, you can't win everything all at once as much as we'd like to.
Took a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to get out.
Correct.
If we're not rained out, I know you're going to be with me this coming week or this Friday, so I'm not even going to ask you the question, and I want to just thank you for taking the time to join me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I always enjoy being on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We'll be back again in 24 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.